tenets of Hinduism, like yoga and meditation, have grown more popular in Western countries in recent years. Now statistics show that the actual religion is growing around the United States and right here in Central Ohio. And it's not only immigrants who are fueling the growth.
My legal name is Andrea McCanny, and then my spiritual name is Nithya Gurupriya.
McCanny is not what many people would think of as a traditional Hindu. She's white and grew up in Delaware in a Methodist family. She started dabbling in Hinduism 5 years ago and has now reached the level of commitment where she's working on legally changing her name.
I had really bad depression, and she suggested that I just come out here and sit in front of Swamiji during the nightly talks.
Swamiji is the guru of Nityanandeshwara Hindu Temple of Ohio in Delaware. He does two-way video conferences where he prescribes techniques, like physical movements or mental exercises, for different situations.
They unloaded the pressure off of my system. And so after some of that pressure was taken off, no longer were the hearing aids required, and the medication wasn't required either.
People like temple spiritual head Ma Shivananda have shown McCanny the ropes of Hinduism. She says it's more of a way of life than a religion.
I have not felt this healthy before doing these practices. I was a Hindu, but practicing this way of life we have adopted, yoga, meditation, temple rituals, is part of our life.
Shivananda says some people use Hinduism to supplement other religious beliefs.
There's no conversion to Hinduism. Just a way of life. And you follow, you're Hindu.
That message of inclusiveness is resonating with more Central Ohio residents. Numbers from the Columbus Council on World Affairs show there are now some 11,000 practicing Hindus here. They practice in 15 local Hindu temples, compared to only 5 17 years ago.
You are the God within you. And if you have a pattern you're following, you commit a crime or whatever, the minute that you realize yourself and expansion, this moment, the present moment, is the one.
Shivananda's temple and others in the area offer classes to help visitors reach enlightenment, detachment from all material things, and a complete awareness of everything that is, at the moment that it is. They offer yoga, meditation, and vegetarian cooking classes. Nityanandeshwara Hindu Temple of Ohio started reaching out to the local community on the website Meetup 4 years ago, a group that started with a few members that now has about 1,700.
It is the oneness, and I think that's what is attracting people.
Indriyani Naskar from the ISKCON Temple near Ohio State says they're growing too, and they're growing too fast. The house-turned-temple on 8th Avenue can no longer hold everyone attending services.
Hopefully, in the next 3-4 years, maybe, we'll have another temple here.
Growth has come from native Hindus and others who are just looking for some sort of spiritual connection. The new temple will cater to that interest.
So there will be a lot of gardens, nature, agriculture, farm-to-table restaurant, and things like that.
The new temple is planned for a 53-acre lot near Hilliard. Right now, the campaign is in a silent phase, and they hope to officially start fundraising soon.
So basically, the basic understanding is, whatever we are right now, there are a lot of temporary pleasures, a lot of temporary things, but there is something beyond this temporary material, which is the eternal and spiritual.
Whenever they build that new temple, Naskar and others might want to allow for even more growth. The Pew Research Center estimates North America's population will increase by about 25% over the next quarter century, but that the Hindu population will increase by 160%. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.